Welcome to Wear It Down, the Queer Killing Eve podcast. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Natalia. We're two queer women who are obsessed with Killing Eve.
Each episode, we go scene by scene and discuss Villain Eve, the best kills, and the queerest moments.
Fair warning, even though today we're only focusing on one episode, there might be spoilers ahead for seasons 1, 2, and 3.
Welcome to today's show. Today we are going to be talking about the season finale of season one. Of season one, episode 8, God, I'm Tired. Ooh, and this one is a doozy.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, before we get in, we do need to talk about something.
In some very gay news, Taylor Swift just dropped an album out of nowhere called Folklore. Go listen, go stream, go buy. It's amazing. It's gay.
It's all about Villain Eve.
Like, basically, yeah. Every single song I feel like has Villain Eve vibes.
Exactly. So, if that's not enough reason to go, do it now. Because right now, that's all we're listening to and sobbing
nonstop
about Villain Eve.
And not only that, but I have gone a little bit insane and am writing a fan fiction now called Folklore, inspired entirely by Folklore, the album.
It's beautiful, y'all. I've enjoyed reading it a lot.
Thank you. Please go read it. It's on Archive of Our Own or AO3. It's called Folklore, and my username is Taylor Swift.
So. Yes. All right, and with that, on with the show.
So, this episode is called God, I'm Tired. It was written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge,
the great.
It was directed by Damon Thomas, and it originally aired May 27th, 2018. One day before your birthday.
One day before my birthday.
Do you want to hear the fandom wiki synopsis?
Yes.
So, Villanelle's mission is proving anything but straightforward, forcing her to take drastic measures. Meanwhile, Eve makes a shocking discovery, which leads her right to Villanelle, and an electrifying confrontation from which neither will emerge unscathed.
Ooh, ooh boy. All right.
How would you describe this episode in 3 words?
Oh my god. Erotic, hilarious, because of Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and just queer AF, man. Queer AF.
That's more than 3 words, but I'll accept it.
Don't worry about it. It's the season finale for season one. My god. This is the most iconic episode, I feel.
Thus far, I will say. Yes.
But yes. Oh my god. Okay, let's just get into it. So it starts with Villanelle and Irina walking down the road together, and Irina is talking so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell Villanelle is so annoyed.
She's being a little shit, and it's wonderful.
And then Villanelle finally just pulls a gun on her, and she's like, shut up, or I will blow your tiny head to pieces. I think it's so funny. This is how she responds to disciplining a child.
She doesn't know. She's also a child. Truly. It very much so feels like two siblings arguing.
Yeah, because then there's this back and forth, right, with Irina and Villanelle, and Irina says, my dad is going to kill you in the face. And Villanelle's response, of course, is like, no, I'm going to kill your dad in the face.
Just two children.
Two children. It feels like. Yeah. And then she's like, why? And she's like, because your dad is an arsehole.
Which is very British.
Yeah, specifically the way she says arsehole.
Yeah.
And very, very funny. And then Villanelle's like, why are you shouting? As she's shouting. And then Irina's like, I will kill you. And once again, this like, I will kill you.
Yeah, just back and forth.
Yeah, and Villanelle's finally like, what will make you stop shouting?
And she's like, food.
And Villanelle's like, oh.
It's like, oh, I gotta feed it?
She's like, it's like getting a new pet and being like, what do I do with it?
Yeah.
But like a pet you didn't want. Like, yeah. Not that that would happen. But like, I feel like for Villanelle, she's like, I've been dumped something that I need to like utilize, you know?
And so Villanelle's like, all right, stick out your thumb, look vulnerable.
And Irina's like,
I am vulnerable.
Yeah. Which I will say, this entire like opening is such Phoebe Waller-Bridge humor.
Mm-hmm.
It is, everything about it is so perfect and so funny. And then we cut to the title card, which is this, like, bright, light blue background. And the letters are, like, this really pretty pink, right?
Mm-hmm.
And notably, the V is dripping. And I think this is a hint that we are going to get a Villanelle and Eve meeting, right? Because Ooh. It is the letter that they share. And I'm really excited. Because I'm ready. This whole show is just building up to these two women being in the same room together. And
yeah.
I'm so pumped.
And so then we have Eve and Kenny. And Eve, notably, is wearing her hair down, and she does for the entirety of this episode, which
because
is
she's in it.
It's exciting. Yes, she's definitely in it. And so Eve wants to confront Carolyn, right? Because she visited Villanelle, quote-unquote, without asking her.
And Kenny's like, why? She's not your girlfriend. It could be totally innocent.
Ooh, boy.
Like, calling her out. Yes, ma'am. And This is possessive Eve right here. She's so jealous.
Yeah, she's like, Villanelle is mine, thank you.
She's like, you ask permission from me, thank you.
Yeah.
Very toxic, but and she, I mean, that's the relationship.
Yeah, she says, we need to ask her what the hell she was getting out of my girlfriend.
I think she's saying it as a joke, yeah. But also, and she's trying to deflect, right? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I really do think that she's, like, being possessive Eve here.
Oh, yeah.
So upset, so jealous that Carolyn was in the same room as Villanelle.
Mm-hmm.
So jealous.
And then they walk into Carolyn's hotel, hoping to get into her room. And then Eve has to be mean to a man, right, in order to get what she wants.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, this is doing things for me. Like, she channels some Karen vibes.
Yeah.
But it's still... gets me going.
Yeah. And the man immediately, she's like, I lost my key, or like, I left my key, right? And like, I need it right now. And he's like, yes, ma'am. And then she, like, as they do get the key and they head off to go upstairs, right, to the room, she's like, God, it makes me rage how efficient things are when you're a dick to people.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, distinct Phoebe Waller-Bridge writing. I think she uses dick so often in her lines, and it's so funny. Like,
that's
as
really
an insult or like whatever. It's so funny. And then they finally get into Carolyn's hotel room.
Which is a mess.
It genuinely looks like it was ransacked.
Yeah, like, for a moment, you worry that, like, something happened to Carolyn.
Yeah, and then they turn to the left, right, and there's just Constantine standing by the bed drinking his tiny alcohol bottles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just holding a hair dryer. And then, you know, they're like, what? And he's like, no, I didn't. Because he recognizes how much of a mess this room is.
And then Carolyn appears from the bathroom. She's like, why aren't you in London?
Yeah. And then there's this, like, weird exchange of, like, who's that? Who's he? What are they doing here? And mm-hmm. It's just so awkward.
And then Eve finally says, you know, like, Villanelle is in prison, except that she's not in prison, right?
It's
revealed that she escaped. She
mm-hmm.
attacked Constantine and kidnapped his family.
Mm-hmm.
And it all happens really quickly, and Eve doesn't actually have an opportunity to really do any kind of confrontation like she wanted to.
No, she doesn't. And then it's really funny because they're like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
But before they leave, Eve is like, what happened to your room? And they all look really worried, right? And even Kenny's like, Mom, like, so worried about her. And she just looks at him just so, like, dead in the eye. And she's like, what do you mean? And then she just leaves. And I think it's so funny.
It's really funny.
Because Carolyn, and this is such a chaotic moment, right? Because Carolyn is so put together. She's so controlled. She's just a boss about things, right? But then this room makes her look like a teenager gone wild, right? It just doesn't make any sense. And it's so funny. It's so chaotic. And she just leaves. So many unanswered moments.
And then we go back to Irina and Villanelle, who are munching. And Villanelle is all kinds of sitting like a lesbian.
Yeah, I really like it because she's just taking up space unapologetically. And
mm-hmm.
I love it because so many times I feel like women have to, like, shrink themselves down.
Mm-hmm.
But Villanelle's like, no, I'm just going to exist. I'm going to take as much space as I want. And that's that. I love it.
And then they have that whole exchange of, like, are you a bad person? And she's like, yep. Like, have you kidnapped me? Yep. And then she's like, are you a pedophile?
And Villanelle, look at all horrified. And she's like, what? The audacity? And she's like, no. And Irina is really cute because she's like, okay, good.
Yeah. It's like one less thing to worry about.
She's like, I've just been kidnapped. It's fine.
And then Irina's like, why don't you speak Russian? And Villanelle is just like, I don't like it.
And then Irina keeps going. She was like, where are we going next? And Villanelle says to get some money and then to see your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really interesting she decides to be so honest with her about what they're doing and where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she is pretty honest with a lot of people. Like, she doesn't hide her intentions all the time unless she's, you know, playing up a persona or being extra manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
I think for her it's all about control, right, and being like having more power, and she uses manipulation and lying to get there, but once she reaches that, she's like, I have no reason to lie anymore. I know that I'm in control.
I like that a lot.
And in this situation, she very much so is in control of this child.
And then Irina's really cute because she's like, why didn't you take my mom? And she's like, because she is so big. And I just picture, like, little Villanelle, like, trying to, like deal with two, like Irina and, like, larger Irina, right? Like, dealing with both of them, which I think is really cute. And then Villanelle seems really annoyed, and she's like, why is your English so good?
Yes. And Irina says, language is information, and information is everything. And
but they recite the last part together.
Villanelle also, like, completes, she's like, I know, like... And you get this impression that Constantine has been telling both of them this, right?
Yeah.
He's low-key been raising both of them.
Yeah, and I think it's really funny. He has the same little, like, dad phrases that he uses, which I really like. And then they have this really fascinating little back and forth about languages. Like, who knows more than the other?
Yeah, right? Like, Villanelle kind of challenges Irina, right? It's like, who knows the most languages? And she thinks she wins.
Mm-hmm. When she gets to Mandarin, right? Mm-hmm. And then she, like, laughs really hard and kind of like, I won. And then she's like, you don't know that one.
Yeah, I feel like she's like, I'm the superior daughter.
Yeah, it's really funny. I think the way that she laughs, too, like, with food kind of still in her mouth and, like, just really big and bolsterous. It's so good. It confirms my sexuality. You know, it's
just her laughing with the food in her mouth. Yeah, that does so it for you.
I just think the way she said, I think just the way that she laughs so hard and also just like the cockiness of it all. It's so hot.
It's really cocky. It's also really endearing.
Definitely.
I don't know. I really like it. But I think that if anybody else did that, I would be disgusted. Yeah. I'd be like, close your damn mouth. But Villanelle does it and I'm like, my pants are unzipped, you know?
Oh my god. Irina's really cute then because she's like, is my dad bad? And that's such a kid thing to ask, too.
And she's like, yes, he's the worst. And then she pauses and she's like, are you? Which is an interesting question to ask.
Because to me, I feel like at this age, Villanelle was like, I knew I was bad. I had been told multiple times I was bad.
She was probably told already at this age that she was bad.
Mm-hmm. And then Irina just responds with, I don't know yet. Is it hard to be bad?
And Villanelle says, not if you practice.
Which are you being a whole role model for future psychopaths?
Yes. It's so cute.
And then she's like, hurry up and finish. Like, we're going to go.
And Irina replies in Mandarin, saying that she's going to take the food with her. But this confuses Villanelle because she doesn't actually know Mandarin.
Yeah. And then, you know, Irina calls her out and she's like, you don't know Mandarin. And she's like, shut up. I'm still learning.
It's so cute. I just imagine Villanelle with her little like Duolingo app.
Yeah. And I think it's really funny because we don't see Villanelle bested very often. But the one time she is, or that we've seen so far, it's with a child.
It's so
a
funny.
A whole child. It's so funny. And she's so grumpy. And she's like, let's go. Like real grumpy.
It's precious, honestly.
And then we go to breakfast with Eve in the group. And just a lot more plot happens.
And Constantine says that he thought that Villanelle would make contact with Eve. And Eve is like, why? And he says, you said you had a connection, which is interesting.
Mm. And then Constantine eventually gets into his daughter. And he says, she's going to drive that woman insane. She's so annoying. She's amazing, but so annoying. Mm-hmm.
And I think he's talking about both Irina and Villanelle when he says that.
Because they're both his kids. And they're going to drive each other crazy. Mm-hmm. Which we already see is happening.
They're literally going to kill each other.
Yeah. They've already threatened to do it to each other so many times now. It's so funny.
But then Eve suggests going back to Anna's because Villanelle will probably go there.
And Carolyn's like, you've met Anna? And, like, as Eve, like, has the phone up to her cheek, right? Mm-hmm. And she's just, like, pausing. And they're just, like, all watching her. And Eve finally says, like, looks at Carolyn, like, keep up.
Like, yeah, she's like, yes.
Yeah. I love it. It's the power move, you know? Mm-hmm. It's, like, I'm in charge. And I'm very angry with you.
Yeah, because she's like, you've been hiding things from me. I've been hiding things from you.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, like, let's move on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't get a chance to confront you. You don't get a chance to confront me.
Exactly. Ooh, I like that. Yeah, definitely. And then we're at Anna's apartment.
And her phone rings, and we know it's Eve.
Yes. And she gets a knock on the door, so she goes to open it while she has her ringing phone in her hand, but she rejects it when she sees Irina in the doorway, who is definitely looking small and also looking very vulnerable. So Villanelle's taught her well, you know?
She also has a gun pointed at her, but yes.
Yes. And then Irina is all small, right? And she's like, can I come in? And Anna's phone is still ringing, but she's very much so focused on you know, the child in front of her. And then there's this weird pause where it's, like, not really sure what's happening. And then Irina just walks in. Yeah. And she's like, I want a drink. She's so strange.
And then the door closes, and it's revealed that Villanelle, you know, was holding a gun up to Irina. And that's why, you know, she did her whole little, like, act and whatever. Mm-hmm. But then Villanelle looks like she's having some kind of strange moment, right? Because she just heard Anna's voice.
Yeah, like she lowers the gun and she just like kind of disappears inside of herself for a minute. And it's like, fuck, Anna, you know?
Yeah, she looks overwhelmed and I don't know, it's hard for me to pinpoint exactly what she's feeling at this point.
Yeah, I think she's very much so entering a space that is very triggering for her. She looks like she's just seen a ghost.
Yeah.
Like overwhelmed and shocked and scared, but not, but also like confused. Like all these like plethora of emotions, right? Just overwhelming her.
Like a ghost. I think that's a really good way to say that. Like a ghost of her past, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And then we're back with Eve and Constantine and Carolyn. And Constantine offers to give Eve a ride to Anna's. And at this point, Eve knows that Constantine is involved in some way or another.
Yes.
But she agrees. She's like, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. And it's very much like, yes, let's go in the car together without Carolyn. Let's have a talk, right? Mm-hmm. That's the energy I get from that. And notably, as they leave, Carolyn's like watching them and looks very worried.
Yes.
And I don't blame her, because Eve is like chaotic and going rogue, you know?
Yes.
And then once again, we have Villanelle back at Anna's apartment.
And she picks the lock, right? And she gets inside, and we hear that Anna's talking to Irina about how she shouldn't be, like, alone in the streets or whatever. She says there are crazy people out there.
As, like, Villanelle's breaking into the apartment. It's so funny. And Villanelle, you know, she turns and, like, closes the door softly. And as she does, she comes face to face with a picture of Anna and her dead husband just embracing.
Yes. I think she looks annoyed.
Yeah, she's like, you're still on this bullshit.
Yeah.
She's like, whatever. I feel like this is her saying, with her facial expressions alone, like, you didn't love him. Like, what show are you putting on?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And for who?
Yeah, for yourself? And there's a lull in the conversation, right, between Irina and Anna. And Villanelle urges her, like, with nonverbals to keep talking.
And then Anna suggests calling the police, right? And Irina looks at Villanelle, and Villanelle kind of shakes her head like, no. But Irina says, good, let's do that. And that's when Villanelle gives her the middle finger.
Yeah, and Irina, like, flips her off too, right? Because she's so like, cute. Fuck you. And it's so funny.
This sibling rivalry.
I love it. And then Villanelle moves away. Right from the door, and she kind of comes into the line of sight. Anna's back is to her, but she can see directly into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And she sees her big-ass hair, right?
And that's immediately what our eyes are drawn to as well.
And she kind of stops momentarily and stares at her, and she's definitely feeling something, but then she makes herself walk away and go into the bedroom.
Yeah, like, there's this magnetism to it, almost. Like, and I don't think it's a magnetism because she wants her. I think it's just, like, the familiarity of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just seems overwhelmed at the fact that everything around them is just the same, you know?
Yeah, because if you think about how many times she was probably in that apartment, and all the things that happened in that apartment, all the feelings that she had...
Yeah.
In that apartment, ranging from, like, love and lust, and then heartbreak.
And betrayal.
And now she's back here again, and she's a very different person, but she sees Anna, and it's, like, really, like, looking at a ghost, like, looking into the past.
Yeah, definitely. And the memories that it's, like, hearkening, you know, and making her relive those emotions.
Definitely. And then when she does get to the bedroom, she looks around, and her eyes, like, stop at the bed, right? Because that's... you know, probably where they had sex.
Yeah, and at this point, you know, in the show, we don't have confirmation of whether or not her and Anna have had sex, but I feel like the way that she zones in on it feels like a confirmation that they have, right? Yeah. And the music is so haunting that plays overhead, and the lyrics that we first hear are like, say the word. And it's so scary. It feels haunting.
Mm-hmm. And this is as Villanelle is looking for her coat, right? Like, throughout the room.
Another lyric that pops over is, you're safe with me.
Mm.
And, like, she's still digging around, but it's like, this might have been a place of safety for her at some point in her life, but now it's not.
It's a place where she was once very vulnerable, but also a place where she's been rejected and abused.
Yes, definitely.
But she opens a wardrobe, she's looking for the coat, she kind of just is rummaging around the entire room, but being very careful not to make a lot of noise.
Yes. And then she eventually finds the bag, right? And she pulls it out, but she's got, like, these, like, she's looking at the door real, like, gotta be careful, like, don't want to, like, you know, make any noise.
She's being very, very careful. And she gets her coat out of the bag, and she's looking for her stuff, but instead, she finds a note.
Oh, my God. And she pulls it out, and, like, there, and she, like, sees that it says, sorry, baby, with a big loopy X. Yes. Oh, my God.
And the camera zooms in on her face, and she gives the tiniest smile, right?
And she seems lost in this really pure but very exciting moment of, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I think at this point, all of her weird feelings, like, sadness and, like, strange, like, nostalgia slash, like, triggering moments, all of those feelings kind of melt away. And all that's left is, like, little exclamation points in her heart.
Yeah. She's so, so excited.
Yes. But this also means that she lets her guard down, I think. It means she stops paying attention to the noises outside the room. She stops trying to be super cautious and is caught, essentially, by Anna.
and who completely deflates her. And Anna says, Oksana. And immediately, the facial expression in her face changes. Like, she hardens, right? And then she turns and draws a gun and points it in Anna's face. And then we see Irina, too. And Villanelle, who, like, looks like she has tears almost in her eyes at seeing Anna, she was like, you are an arsehole mm-hmm. at Irina. Because she's like, you betrayed me, you mm-hmm. asshole. You know? Like, we were a good team.
Yeah.
To this point.
And then she, you know, she asked, like, where are my things, essentially?
And Anna's like, I don't know. And Villanelle's like, where is she?
And she's like, who? And she's like, Eve Pilastri.
Oh, my God. The way she says her name. Oh, it got me feeling a certain kind of way. Let me tell you right now. Oh, my God.
And then Anna says, I don't know. She was here to ask me about... And then she kind of trolls off. And she's like, your face is hurt. And I think it's really annoying because she's clearly jealous, I think, of mm-hmm. Eve. And she is like, let me do some manipulation real quick.
Yeah, I know that this will work because this is the thing that used to always work. She just needs to be taken care of. Oh, my God. The manipulation of it all. And then she's like, let me, and she takes a little step forward, and Villanelle takes a little step back, and she's like, no. And the way she says it is so small and so guarded and so vulnerable.
It is. It's really sad. And Anna keeps going, you know, she's like, just some disinfectant, like, look at you, Oksana, please. Mm-hmm. And then she says, she gave me her number, like, she's trying to convince her, right? She's like, I have something that you want.
Yeah, let me wave it in front of you a little mm-hmm. bit. And then Villanelle says very tightly, she's like, give it to me. And I feel like this is genuinely her trying really, really hard not to fall for Anna's manipulation.
Yes.
She's trying to hold strong.
But then Anna says, you look the same. And Villanelle says, you look older. It's nice. And I think this is her falling into the manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is her really showing her mommy issues, too.
Truly. And Irina's like, can I go? She's like, can I leave now? And she's like, no. And all this. And then Anna once again is like, let me clean your face and then I will give you her number, please. But I think Anna recognizes, she's like, I'm in more control now.
Yes. And I hate this whole, like, let me do something that you don't want me to do so mm-hmm. that I can give you, like, this thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
And then she speaks in Russian and she steps forward while lowering Villanelle's, like, gun. And she says, let me, darling. And I hate it. I'm so grossed out.
I hate it.
I'm like, don't fucking touch her. Don't even look at her. Like, oh my, I'm so upset.
But Villanelle is a baby, and she's so small, and she's so vulnerable, and she falls for this manipulation, and she says, it does sting a bit.
And her voice is so choked
up.
It's so sad. And she's so small, and she genuinely feels like Villanelle from season 3.
It does, yes, 100%, especially season 3, episode 5, right?
Yeah.
And I think it really showcases her mommy issues and that she just wants to be taken care of. She just wants someone to clean her face.
Yeah.
And to treat her like a baby, to just genuinely take care of her. But Anna doesn't do that. She's not going to, you know?
She's a manipulator, ultimately. Oh, it's so sad. Ugh. Okay, and then we have Kenny, who's packing up the Russian office, and he happens to notice the CCTV footage of Nadia right before she died, and the little piece of paper that slips through the door, and he, like, zooms in on it, and he's like, all right, this is gonna be a lead or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that is never followed up on in this episode. It's not until, like, season 2 that pops up again, so that's weird.
Yeah, it's really strange that they included that. I think it was more of a, like, hey, don't forget this happened.
Yeah. And then we're in the car with Constantine and Eve, and it's really funny because Eve is playing with the glove compartment and, like, flicking at it just like Villanelle did right before she went into the prison.
Because they're soulmates.
They truly are. Because they also both have that, like, that same, like, restless energy, right?
Yeah.
And Constantine is out here just drinking his tiny alcohols while he's driving, and Eve's like, do you want me to drive? And he's like, no. And then she keeps flicking the thing, mm-hmm. right, and thinking, and he finally snaps at her, and he's like, don't do that.
Just like he did with Villanelle, which is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, like, we're almost there. And Eve is like, you realize I haven't given you the address yet? You want to tell me how you know where Anna lives?
Yeah.
Like, calling him out.
Truly. And, you know, my little gay heart is really excited because they're getting closer, which is super exciting because that means that they're just getting closer and closer together. And I'm so excited to see them, like, crash into each other, right?
Yes, it's very exciting because we know that Villanelle is at Anna's apartment, and we're like, what if they cross paths and they see each other?
Yeah.
And it's just all, like, really thrilling, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into the next stuff, do you want to go ahead and take a break?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, y'all. We just wanted to take a moment to discuss COVID-19 and the escalating number of cases in the United States. In the United States, a disproportionate number of minorities have been hit the hardest by COVID-19 due to systemic racism that prevents access to proper medical care and personal protective equipment. As a community, it is our responsibility to take care of each other. Please stay safe and be aware. Black lives matter. Black trans lives matter. We can all do our part to keep each other safe. Please remember to wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart when possible, wash your hands, and stay safe. We really appreciate all of our listeners, and we want y'all to stay safe too. Happy listening.
And we're back.
So we're going to pick up where we left off, which is Anna's apartment.
Mm-hmm. And Anna seems to be looking for some kind of first aid kit or something.
But she's very nervous.
Yeah. And Villanelle says, it's exactly the same.
And Anna's like, yes.
And she says, even his chair.
And Anna's all choked up and she's like, yes.
And then Villanelle says, I think the best sex we ever had was on that chair. Which confirms that they indeed had sex.
Yes. And that they had a whole ass affair.
Yes.
And when Villanelle says this, she is extremely cocky. I think this entire, like, exchange is very cocky, and she seems very, like, in control, almost. And she's walking in the space like she's very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I think because she was just manipulated into, you know, whatever this is that's going on, she feels like she has to gain a little bit more control.
Yeah.
And she's in this space that already makes her feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I think her saying that, you know, everything's exactly the same, but hey, don't forget that, like, we had sex here. I think it's her way of saying, like, everything is the same, you know, before and after me, but don't forget that I was, in fact, here.
Yeah, she's like, I've left my impression.
Mm-hmm.
And you are clearly still affected by it, and I can tell.
Yes.
I can see it blatantly on definitely. Your face.
And then Anna turns around and points a gun at Villanelle, which is what she got instead of first aid.
Yeah, and I love how Villanelle reacts, because she just says, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Because she's like, did not expect it.
But it's also not afraid by it at all.
No, I feel like she is very much so recognizing that Anna is trying to take control back in the situation.
But she won't let her, you know?
And Anna, you know, tells Irina that she needs to leave the room. And I think, once again, she's trying to set the stage and have that control. But Villanelle tells her, like, she's like, no, stay. She's like, this is a good example of someone who thinks they can shoot a gun, but they can't.
Yeah.
So condescending, and it's so good. I think she says that because, one, she recognizes that Anna is, like, more morally righteous and won't do it. And two, I think she knows that Anna isn't over her.
Yes.
And that she doesn't have it within her to actually kill her or pull the trigger. Definitely.
I think you're absolutely right. I think also Anna is too normal. You know? She's not dark enough to pull the trigger.
No. And then Anna says, I can shoot your black heart. And Villanelle looks so done with her. She's just like, where is Eve's phone number?
Yeah, like, she's like, anyway, you're not going to shoot me. Just give me the information that I need.
Mm-hmm. And Anna keeps repeating, she's like, I can do it.
Yeah, and then Villanelle is like, what would God say?
Yeah, and she's just like mocking her, right? And then Anna responds with, he would understand. Like, she's practically on the verge of tears.
And Villanelle is still kind of just like joking and mocking her and being like, what would he say about doing it in front of her? And points at Irina.
Very actively manipulating her. And Irina's so funny. She's like, I don't mind. Villanelle gives her like this wide eye, like head ass look. And she was like, shut up. She's so done with her.
It's really silly. And then Villanelle is like, you see, you can't do it. You can't.
She's so sure of it. And then Anna's like, I've spent every night dreaming that you were alive so I could shoot you myself. And Villanelle just gives her a leveled look, as if waiting to see how she's going to respond and what she's going to do. And Anna keeps going. She says, when your coat came, I prayed to God that you would come.
It's really fascinating, I think, because, you know, at this point, you're like, is Anna still, you know, in love with Villanelle? Was she ever in love with Villanelle? Is she just really just angry and all of this, you know, let me take care of you was really just part of this plan to you know, shoot her or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's both. I think that Anna still has feelings for her and is still caught up in her.
Mm-hmm.
But she also carries a lot of anger and resentment because she feels like Villanelle ruined her life, right? And I think this parallels a lot to Eve as well. Because Eve, right now, we know is angry at Villanelle, but also wants her. Because she's gay and Villanelle is hot and, like, they're soulmates. But I think this is just the Villanelle effect, you know?
Yeah, the Villanelle effect.
It's like the same thing happened with Nadia too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Nadia was really angry when she first saw Villanelle, but then she was still, like, had feelings for her.
Yeah, she really fucks him up, I think.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Irene is really funny because then she asks the question, did you two used to go out? And it's so obvious that even this child is like, damn, yeah. Like, it wasn't just, like, fucking, like, you two had emotions for each other.
Yeah.
I think that's the other part of it. It's not just, like, the sex aspect mm-hmm. of it.
And then they both say at the same time, she seduced me.
I hate that Anna has the audacity to say that. And Villanelle's really funny. She's like, oh, come on. Because it's like, come on, dude. You, like, you're the one that seduced me.
But then Anna says, it was you. And Villanelle says, fine. But can you blame me? And I genuinely think that Villanelle doesn't know how badly she was manipulated and the fact that, you know, this whole ass teacher took advantage of her. Like, she doesn't read it that way, and I think that makes it even sadder.
Because she takes the blame for what happened.
Yeah.
Fully. And I think that's bullshit, because Anna is a whole educator, and she should know a hell of a lot better.
And then Irina is like, if you love each other, but gets caught off by Villanelle, who's like, no, I don't love her anymore.
And I think this is the moment that really breaks Anna. I think Villanelle saying the whole, like, I don't love her anymore shows that at some point in her life, she did recognize that she felt love for Anna, was in love with her, recognized it as that, right? And that she at some point did care for her. And I think, you know, we see Anna slightly lower her gun at this point because I think she realizes, one, she can't do it, and two, that she really doesn't have any more sway over Villanelle. Like, this is how she controlled her. This is probably how she manipulated her. And so the fact that, you know, Villanelle is like, I don't love her anymore, I think it breaks Anna ultimately.
Yeah.
And what leads to the next part of this scene.
Yeah. And Villanelle says, the thing is, I can kill you.
And Anna's like, no. But Villanelle says, like, just so evenly and sharply, she's like, I'm sorry, but yes. Mm. And I think that's the first time that Villanelle has admitted that to herself as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think that she's known for a while that she is over Anna, especially because now she is falling for Eve. Mm-hmm. But I think this is what she needed to properly move on and to properly get some closure. And so that she could be sure, like, for herself, that she is capable of ending this.
Yeah, and kind of severing those ties, right? Fully. Like, ending it fully. And then Anna looks terrified because she's realizing that, like, you know, that there's nothing left for her. There's no part of her that's left in Villanelle, right?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have any more of that attachment. And I think this is the point when she decides that she's going to shoot herself. So she does.
She does.
And it, like, slaps us in the face. I remember the first time it happened, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was, like, not prepared for that.
I was ready for Villanelle to kill her.
I was, too. Notably, this episode does not have a rank that kill. But damn, like, she definitely leaves, like, a wake of death.
Yes. You know? It's intense, and Irina's really shocked by it.
Yeah, she, like, pops out of the, off of the sofa, and Villanelle, like shoos her away to go get Eve's, like, phone number.
Yes, and Villanelle is left alone with the body, which I think is part of the reason why she sent Irina to get the phone, right? And she looks over at Anna's body, and it's just really fascinating, because I think this is really, is the closure that she needed.
Mm-hmm. In a really fucked up way.
Yeah.
It's funny because we've seen Villanelle kill so many people over the course of this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen her react in all these, like, intense emotional ways where she's, like, enthralled. She finds joy. It's almost erotic, right? Like, she holds her face and watches the life drain from their eyes. But looking down at Anna, she looks so indifferent.
Yeah, like, there's a level of indifference there. Like, she's kind of unaffected. And I think that for her speaks volumes, right? If you think if she thinks about where she was before, probably the last time she was in that apartment to where she is now,
she's a completely different person. I think ultimately this is an end of an era for Villanelle, and I think she will always carry the trauma of this relationship, but I also think that she is able to fully move on, like, from being attached to Anna.
I agree, and I'm glad she's dead.
Yeah, it's real fucked up, yeah. I don't think it would be healthy if she was in any capacity able to reach Villanelle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And then Irina comes back, and then as they're leaving, she kind of does this little scoff, like Villanelle does, kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, that was a lot of work. Like, that was too much work.
Yeah, I feel like it's also her saying, like, that was overly dramatic for no reason.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go get some tea, you know?
Yeah, like, anyways, I'm gonna go get my actual girlfriend now.
Yeah. And then we cut to this phenomenal scene.
Oh my god, literally one of my favorite scenes in the whole show.
So fucking funny. It's Constantine and Eve in the car again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Eve asks Constantine, she's like, why does she want to kill you?
And Constantine says, if I told you, I would really have to kill you, you know? And they laugh. And we get a full Constantine laugh.
It's so big and so fun. And then it's really funny because the laugh is so loaded. Because Eve is like, okay.
Yeah, and then Constantine is like, no, I really would. And then they just keep laughing. And it's like, oh, it's just so good.
And then she says, okay. And there's this pause because he's just looking at her. And she said, I said, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, bitch, I'd die for this information. Like, for Villanelle? You bet. Like, it's so funny.
And then she just straight out asked, like, are you a part of the 12?
And he's like, are you insane?
And then she laughs. She's like, no.
Like, because I'm not, you fucking asshole. Like, she's so funny. It's so
good. It's like this weird, they're in this weird tension in the car, right? Where it's like, kind of like that Friends episode where it's like, they know we know, they know we know, you know?
Yeah. I think it's so funny. I think Constantine is just like shocked at the audacity and the bluntness of Eve. And it's so funny too because then Constantine starts asking Eve about how Villanelle came to her house, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what did she tell you?
And she says, you know, she didn't know who the 12 were either, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Constantine says, we just need to give her what she wants.
And Eve's gay ass is immediately like, me. She wants me.
And Constantine is like, no, me. Like, we established. I thought we...
And she's like, oh, no, I meant, And it's just this weird, awkward fumbling. And it's like it's like a peek into the gay whirlwind that is Eve's mind, it's right? It's
so fucking hilarious.
She's like, clearly, it is all about me and our erotic chase. So fucking funny. And Constantine's like, God. She literally came to my house and threatened me at gunpoint. Like, what don't you see at this point? It's like, you're so blind.
It's so fucking funny. And then Eve continues to fiddle with the glove compartment handle thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this time she opens it and it reveals the gun, right? Like, kind of like the same thing, the same way that Villanelle did.
And interestingly, Eve gives a look to Constantine, and it doesn't look like she's scared or worried. It's just really chilling. And I think for her, she's like, man, I already knew you were shady, but this, like, checks the shady box, you know, once again.
Yeah, it's like, this is just more evidence against you, pal.
Yeah, she's like, you thought.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking for a while. Yeah. You know, she's so wild. Oh, my God.
And then we are back with Villanelle and Arena, and they are just hanging out, trying to steal some money, and it's really precious.
Mm-hmm.
I love them together, honestly.
It's funny because they're sitting at the bench, and then Villanelle, like, leans over to Irina, and she's really sweet, and she's like, that one would be perfect. She was like, just one more. Like, and it's hard to discern what they're talking about initially until we actually see Irina do the pickpocket, but it's so funny that they're, like, a team.
Yeah, you know? It's really cute, especially because we've seen Villanelle in a team before, and she did not do well.
But she does well with a child, apparently, because she's like, we get each other.
She is also a child. And then Irina says, I've decided you're a good person. And Villanelle is like, oh, really? Why is that? And Irina says, because you're sad. And sad people are usually good because they feel things more.
And Villanelle's so funny. She's like, oh, God, you're one of those profound kids. I'm not sad. I have a happy face.
I think this whole little, like, conversation is really fascinating. Because, you know, it's really ironic for Villanelle to be described this way because, you know, she's been described before as a psychopath. You know, someone who doesn't feel emotions as much as other people. And then Arena's like, you feel them more.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is true. I think she's kind of calling her out and being like, I can see through whatever it is, the hard shell that you're putting out there. And bitch, you're sad. You know?
Yeah.
And the fact that Villanelle says, I'm not sad, I have a happy face, I think to me shows that she doesn't really have an understanding of, like, feelings. Like, she has them, but she doesn't understand them. Like, to her, it's like, if I'm smiling, then I must be happy. Like, it's just kind of the superficialness of it, right?
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of like a mask that she puts on. It's like, if I'm smiling, that means I'm happy. There's nothing underneath because I've been told there's nothing underneath me.
I really like that it's a child that ends up telling her that she is not a psychopath, essentially.
Essentially, yeah, you're right.
And I really like that because she is a child, and I think it's almost like a peer telling her, hey, I don't think the grown-ups are telling you the right thing. I don't think you're as fucked up as you think you are.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Irina goes and, you know, she steals from the woman, and then it's really funny because, like, the woman turns around because she sees, like, Irina pick up, like, you know, the dropped hat or whatever to, like, make it look like she didn't actually, like, pickpocket her or whatever. And then she sees Villanelle and she screams, like, Mommy! And it's so funny. It's this whole, like, playing, you know, up this whole, like, gimmick and, like, persona or scenario, whatever. And there's the most tender hug. It's so sweet.
It's so funny. And Irina does a really good job.
She just holds onto her real tight, and I'm like, this is your whole kidnapper. That's so funny.
It's because they're a really good team. And I just think about them practicing, like, being like, all right, that's what we're going to do, you know?
Well, because it's not only, like, this is the last one they've done, so they've done multiple, and they've been very successful, I guess. So Villanelle had to train her a little bit, and then was like, all right, this is what we're doing.
It's so precious. And then, you know, they're hugging, and then Villanelle shoves her away and is like, give me the money.
Yeah, as soon as the lady looks away.
But then they kind of share, like, a cute little look, and I feel like Villanelle is proud of her.
Yeah, she's like, this is my friend.
Yeah.
She's my teammate. Anyways, I'm in charge, let's go. You know, she's so funny.
It's precious.
God. And then the next scene is the PP scene.
Oh my goodness. So Constantine, because he's been fucking drinking a lot, has to stop and pee. So he pulls over and he's peeing. And then Eve comes out with a gun. And Constantine is like, hey, don't look.
Yeah, she's out here like wielding a gun at him. And she's like, you know Villanelle.
Yeah. This poor man is just trying to put his pee pee back.
And she's like, put your hands up. And he's like, okay, like, I'm trying to pee, like, and what the fuck?
He, like, turns around, and she has to see his penis.
And she's horrified, because she's like, a penis! And then it's so funny, because the whole scene is just hilariously, like, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, right? Just being like, how to make this scene hilarious? Put a dick in it. Like, it's so funny. And then Eve just keeps, like, dicking, right? Because she wants to know more. She was like, you work for the 12 and all these things. And that, like, she just keeps rattling things off.
Yeah. And Constantine does say the truth partially. He does say that he recruited her from prison for a private organization, that he trained her briefly, but then he says that he hasn't seen her in years, which we know is not true.
Yeah, I think it's like a half-truth, half-lie kind of thing. Like, you put in enough truth that it eventually does become truth to the person.
Yeah.
I think it's also a trick where people are like, or at least that I've seen on TV, where it's like, it makes it easier to lie if you have a little bit of truth in that lie. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Constantine employs that tactic quite often.
Interesting. But I think Eve sees through that.
Yeah.
And I love her for it. But then Constantine eventually convinces Eve to take him to Irina so that he can get his daughter, and then she'll get, you know, what she wants, which is the 12 and Villanelle and stuff.
Yeah. The way he says it is, you want them and they want me. And she will come, and you will get her, me, and them. But you know she only wants Villanelle.
Yeah, she seemed unconvinced until he was like, also her. And then she was like, okay.
She was like, yes. She's like, we're going. And then she gets a call from her phone, right? And it's from Anna, and she's like, oh, Anna. And so she answers, and it's Villanelle. And I'm screaming. Baby. I am screaming. I'm like, yes, call your girlfriend.
And Villanelle's like, where's my passport? And Eve is like, I have it. Where is Irina? And then Villanelle says, I have it.
It.
Which is so funny.
Oh my god. She's like, what's a child? A her? A them? A she? She's just like...
She's like, I have it. It's so funny. And I like that Eve doesn't even question. She's like, you know, I'm just gonna keep going.
She's like, what's a child either? Like, they don't know. They're so silly. And then Villanelle is really cute because she's like, do you want some tea? She's like, we're going to Cafe Radochny. And then she just hangs up real quick.
And then at this point, I'm thinking, Eve should really tell someone, like, MI6 or something, you know, to be like, all right, Villanelle, this international assassin we've been, like, chasing for who knows how long, is going to be in this very specific location at this time. Like, let's, like, surround her and get her. But this girl ain't thinking. She's just like, I gotta go see my girlfriend.
She really is. She's just like, all right, let's go. Random Russian man I don't trust. Let's go.
I'm keeping this gun. Let's go.
Yeah. And then they head there, right? And it cuts to the scene at Cafe Radochny. And there's it's really funny because, like, right before it gets to the shot of Villanelle and Irina, like, eating their little cakes or whatever, there's a little pride cake, a little rainbow cake.
It is. It's really cute.
It's a hint. It's gay. We've been knowing, but, like, we saw it immediately.
Then Villanelle and Irina, it's really funny because they are just munching on desserts like two little kids.
And then Villanelle's talking about, like, leaving or something, and, like, traveling to another country. And then Irina's like, you don't have my passport. We can't do that. And then Villanelle pulls it out. And she's, like, making fun of her. And I think this exchange really does make them feel like siblings. And once again, Villanelle just gives this really just silly, like, cackly laugh, right? Mm-hmm. She's just, like, cracking up. And she's like, look at your picture. And Irina's like, I was young then, a child.
It's so funny because she's still young. It's just, it's all of it is just precious.
It's so tender.
And then even Constantine gets to the cafe and Irina just runs to her dad. But Villanelle, like, runs after her and swoops in and grabs her and just points a gun at her head. And then all the common folk in the cafe panic. And she's like, that's right, ladies, a child could die.
The theatrics of it all. She's having a great time putting on a performance. But she's also like, why are y'all screaming?
Yeah.
She's like, this is fine. This is like my 9-to-5.
Yeah. And then it's really funny because you see Eve just kind of clumsily fumbling to get her gun. Like, oh my god, I got my gun in my pocket. I forgot. Yeah.
And it's really cool because, you know, she, like, points the gun at Villanelle, but what she screams is, Oksana!
Yes, and then Villanelle says, ooh, suits you.
Oh, because it did not suit Anna, but it definitely suits Edie. Oh my god, yes. Oh my goodness.
Oof, she loves it.
She's like, that's hot, baby.
Like, bring it to bed later.
Oh my god.
And then Eve is like, just tell me what you want. And she's like, him.
She's like... This and is what Eve I've been is doing.
So confused. Again, she's like, what about me?
She's like, me? The chase? Yeah. The clothes you sent me? I'm wearing the perfume. Yes? Oh my god. And Constantine's trying to, like, talk to Villanelle, right? He's like, not here. He's like, I will come with you. And Villanelle's so cute, because she's talking about Irina, right? She's like, she's really annoying. And she's like, I like her.
Yeah, and that part's really cute. And I think that's her saying, like, please don't make me kill her. You know, like, I don't want to. I already have to kill you, and I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
And then Villanelle is like, you don't know what to do with that. You know, referring to the gun. And then Eve says, I know. I'm going to put it down.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, honey.
I was like, ma'am, you are the worst secret agent in the world right now. Like, this is all sorts of, like, a psychopath with a gun and, like, a child. Like, oh, my God.
And then that's when Villanelle's like, just throw it, you know? Yeah. And even Irina's like, throw it.
She's like, are you kidding? Just give it to my teammate. I mean, my friend. I mean, my sister. I mean, my cat.
Kidnapper. Like, and then she does throw it, but she doesn't do a very good job.
This weak ass throw. And I think it makes the scene so comical. Yeah. And Villanelle's so funny. She's like, excuse me, sir, can you just, like, thanks, pass it along? Thank you. And it's so funny.
And then this is when Constantine says, Villanelle, don't break my heart. And Villanelle says, don't break mine.
Oh, poor
baby. Then she turns to look at Eve and she says, you either.
Oh my goodness.
She has her heart. Oh my god.
Okay.
And then Villanelle is like, who's your favorite? Me or her? It's me, isn't it? A little bit.
She's so cheeky.
Oh my god. And Constantine says, yes.
Like, he just smiles and he nods.
And it's really funny because you hear, like, little Irina being like, hey!
Yeah, like, you're my actual father.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this?
And Villanelle says that you won't miss her so much. And then that's when Constantine is like, what do you want?
And then Villanelle says, I want to do my job so I can go home and have a bath. She sounds so tired.
You know, it's sad that she doesn't get to have a bath.
She doesn't.
I don't know when the next time she showers is, but it's not soon.
No, but when she does have a bath, it's not great. It doesn't look great anyways. then she's looking at Eve, right? And she's like, you know, we've never had sex. Weird, huh?
And it's really funny because Constantine is like, I'm married. When we all know he was out here fucking Carolyn.
Yeah. But I think the reason she brings up, once again, sex with Constantine and them not having it is because she just had a run-in with her ex, right? With Anna. Mm-hmm. And I think for her, that's also another parental figure to some extent.
Yes, yes.
And once again, she relates parental figure to sex, right? But Constantine has never done that, which makes the next lines of, you know, you're romantic and you're a good person, I think. Which I think is her saying, like, you're a good person because you didn't try to have sex with me.
Yes.
Like, you're better than most people
that
I've come into contact with. And I think it's also harking back to her conversation that she had with Irina when she was like, you're a good person. Because you have feelings and because you feel sad. But she's like, I think because she's like, I don't know. Like, I'm not good at these things.
Yeah. And then she continues and says, but I have to do my job, and you understand that. And at this point, she looks really sad, because she doesn't want to kill Constantine, because she loves Constantine, because he is a good person, at least, you know, in her eyes and to her. And I think they're genuinely friends.
Yeah, he's like her dad.
Yeah.
The closest thing she has to a dad at this point. And then Eve is screaming, Oksana, no! As, like, Villanelle pulls the trigger and shoots Constantine.
She has to do it.
And Eve, like, scrambles and grabs the gun. And then we are presented with art, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Art.
When oh they... God. Oh, my God. And the way it's shot, like... You see the ceiling of the cafe, and both, like, Eve and Villanelle are just, like, aiming their guns at each other. Oh my God. It's so... It's fucking art, is
what
it is.
It's so beautiful.
It's so erotic, and so intimate and tender, and, like, everything I want.
Oh, it's so charged. It's so good.
And they look aroused. They both look aroused.
They do. Villanelle's nostrils, like, flare because you know that she's, like, oh, she's aroused. She is overwhelmed.
Oof, it's so good. Oh, my God. And she, I feel like she's so aroused, she can't even speak. Because she doesn't say anything, right, anymore. And it's just Eve saying, come with me. Just you and me. Please, just you and me. And Villanelle, oh, my God, like, you can tell... That she would have gone with her. She really would have if she hadn't heard the sirens.
Yeah, but she, like, immediately, like, darts away. I think she leaves, like, and doesn't shoot Eve because she knows that Eve won't shoot her in this moment. Mm-hmm. Because she's so desperately, like, just come with me, you know? And that's why she makes the choice to just run. But I wish she had gone with her. Oh, my God, it would have been so good. Oh, my God. And then as soon as she's gone, Eve snaps back to reality, right? Because Irina's, like, on the ground with her father, like, crying.
Yeah, she's like, oh, right, Constantine's bleeding out over here.
She's like, oh, yeah, death. Like, and she, like, peeks back. Like, oh, God.
That's really
this
funny.
This woman. Oh, my God. And as we digest that, and before we get into these last few scenes, we're going to take a break.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back. So we pick up with the airport scene. Carolyn has just gotten off the phone, and it is assumed that Constantine is dead at this point.
And interestingly, Eve's response to that is to say, there goes that lead.
Which is so fucking cold.
Like, damn, ma'am.
Like you just saw him die, presumably, in front of his own daughter.
Yeah.
Like, that's intense.
But this, it's dark Eve, right? Like, she has this darkness in her that makes her not like other people.
Yeah.
And you get glimpses of it in moments like these.
Mm-hmm. And then we have this really cute cheese puff exchange between Carolyn and Kenny, and it feels very, like, mother-son.
Yeah.
Like, this is a conversation they've had before on, like, road trips or whatever.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
And then Elena calls, saying that, essentially, she found Villanelle's apartment in Paris, right?
Mm-hmm. Because there was a guy that recently was reported dead there, and he had the same toxins in his lungs that were found in the lady from the breath he killed.
Yes.
Right? And it's paid for the same account that Frank was being paid for. So, yes. Like, it all ties together. It feels almost too perfect.
Yeah.
This does feel a bit rushed, I will say. But Eve is overwhelmed, so I'm like, it's fine. It's going to get her and her girl in the same room. I'm for it, you know? I'm like, it's fine. You can do whatever you need to do at this point. And Carolyn's like, who was that? Like, when, you know, she hangs up the voicemail. And Eve immediately lies.
Yeah, she says Nico.
But also, Carolyn takes this moment to just, like, talk to Eve and Kenny, and she's like, well, she's like, y'all are both dirty, would, like, trade my private correspondences to Vlad. Anyways, y'all fired, you know?
Yeah. She just fires them both.
Mm-hmm. And then she just gets up, and she's like, all right, time to go. And Kenny's, like, you know, taken in the moment, and then he just has to wheel their bags. And I'm like, that's so awkward. You just got fired by your own mom.
I feel like... Carolyn was like, I'm no longer, like, your boss or whatever you are, but you are still my son. Go get my things.
Yes, it's really funny. And then Eve is also in line, you know, to get onto the plane for London. And then Eve stops, and she has this really, like, strange moment where she seems to be thinking. And the lady's like, London, like, are you going? And Eve's like, no. Ooh. And then we...
Yes, baby.
Oh, my God, we get so excited. And the song by In Love comes on, and it's like, I don't pretend to know the way of the world. And we're like, oh, my God. We're, like, throwing ourselves against the wall.
Yes, and then
we're so excited.
We see, right, like, the big words, Paris.
In pink, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And we are screaming. And then the lyrics, as, like, Eve is looking real cute and walking the streets, is, like, a means to an end seems the way. Who has the most of whatever is best? All the better, may the best man win. An eye for an eye is a blind man's rule. I wasn't born to follow. I'm nobody's fool.
Oh, ooh, girl. Oh, can we talk about how amazing she looks walking through the streets of Paris? Like,
she looks
fuck
so
me.
Good.
You know? Oh.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
So good. And then she gets to Villanelle's, like, apartment building or whatever, and she meets the old lady neighbor. And it's really funny because she kind of talks with her and she's like, do you speak English? Because I don't know a lot of French, whatever. And I think it's really funny because Sandra Oh is fluent in French.
She is, which is really cute. And then the little old lady like invites her in and she's like, you know, Eve essentially pretends to be part of the 12 to get in to have this conversation. And the little lady is really cute because she's like, yeah, y'all like, y'all paid for it to put like my people closer to the, you know, lower on the door. So she could like, it sounds like spy and keep an eye on Villanelle and Constantine, which is fascinating. And then Eve is wild because she's like, I'm going to give you my number.
Yeah, just text me the updates, you know?
Yeah, instead of like writing your report, just text me. And it's like, girl. Oh my God,
Eve.
Oh my goodness. She's wild. She's very bold in this moment. I don't know if she's very smart.
Yes, I agree.
And then Eve pretends to leave, right? She's like, goodbye. And she's very sweet with her. And as soon as the old lady, like, closes the door, she's, like, right back. She's, like, trying to bust into Villanelle's apartment.
But she can't. And the old lady's like, do you need a key?
Yeah, she's like, would you like a key or whatever?
Which is really funny because Eve, she's not good at this stuff.
She's a horrible spy, but I love her, so it's okay. And she's smart in other ways, so it's okay.
Yeah, but she, oh my God, she gets into Villanelle's apartment. And, oh my God, it's so much. It's too much for me.
I'm like, you're in her space. You found her. Oh, my God. And the bomber jacket from the Bulgaria kill is hanging up. And I'm like, oh, my God. She's killed someone in that. You would love to wear it, wouldn't you? Oof. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm overwhelmed.
And she's just exploring, right? She just goes, like, to every room, through, like, every drawer. She finds, like, in the bathroom, there's, like, a shit ton of perfumes. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, probably, like, one for each persona, right? She looks at the bathtub and she kind of laughs because it's really, like, extra, like, her faucet thingy is like in the shape of a fish. Like, it's just too much. And then she finds like all of her outfits and her wig, and the way she touches the wig is so tender.
She's like, this has been on her little noggin. Like, it's so sweet. And the whole time the iconic Killing Eve song is playing, right? And it's like, there's something about the way you are that makes me and it's so good.
Oh, it is so good.
And it's like, there's something about the way you are that makes me it's so good. I'm freaking out, right? And then Eve, of course, goes to the fridge with the champagne. And she just opens it up and she's like, are you, like, oh my fucking God. Like, this is all she has in here.
It's just champagne. It's so funny. So she takes one and, like, opens it. And, oh, it's so good. Like, it's so in time with the lyrics of the song, you know? Oh, and then when it pops, oh, it's so good. And then she just drinks it straight from the bottle and, like, spits some of it out. And she's just, like, just going a little feral, right?
Yes, and I'm living for it.
And then she gets to the actual wardrobe of Villanelle's actual clothes. Like, not her costumes or whatever.
Yeah, and there's, like, a silence in the music in the scene, right? And it's, like, she's just taking it in. Because it's, like, this is, I feel like, clothes is such an iconic thing that Villanelle wears, right? Yes. And I feel like to that, there is some intimacy to it. And so she starts rifling through it, and then she finds the green scarf. Oof. Her green scarf. Oh, my God.
Green scarf.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. And then Eve just loses it. Oof. And the music changes, like, this upbeat rock, like, music. And she's just tearing the clothes off of the hangers.
It's so good. It's so feral. Oh, my God. And she just turns around and just knocks everything down. She kicks the stuff off of the thing. I don't know what it's called. Yeah. I don't know words. But she's having a great time. She's really, I feel like, has a lot of anger. And she's finally releasing it all.
Yeah. And then, you know, she starts, like, breaking all the champagne, like, bottles.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because the first time she does it, she's like, didn't expect to do it. It's like her arm was like sentient and it just like did it on its own, right?
But then she's like, I like that.
She's like, I feel good. And so she goes to the fridge and she just keeps going and she's just having the best time. And she does this little gasp too, and she does, I think, like the fourth one, and she's like, oh, like this girl's out here orgasming. Like
Madison!
She's out here just having a great time.
Oh my God. But then she hears like someone at the door, right?
Yeah.
And she runs.
Yeah, she, like, goes and hides, right? And she's all worried. And she, like, is fumbling for, like, a gun. And, like, she hides the knife. And we're like, oh, boy. Like, oof. Real worried.
Oh, no. I'm not ready for what's gonna happen.
Oh, my God. And then we're in Villanelle's bedroom again. And it's Villanelle. And she's just looking at her clothes. And she looks so confused.
Yeah.
And it's really cute because her big puffy jacket is no longer on. Like, she's just thrown it on the coffee table in the living room.
Yeah, you can see it in the back.
Yeah, it's really cute. Like, she's really just comfortable and coming home. And she's like, what the fuck is like?
Yeah, imagine coming home and everything's just destroyed. And you're like, God damn it. I had a long ass day. all I want is a fucking bath.
And she's like, did I do this? She's like, I didn't do this. Like, she's looking around. And Eve is really funny because she has the gun, but she's crunching around the corner on the broken glass, yeah. right? And Villanelle knows she's there at that point because she's like, I'm not stupid. Like, yeah. I'm a whole assassin. Like, I'm trained for this. But she pauses before turning around.
Yeah, but she does turn around, and then she's like, did you have a party or something?
Yeah, the way she says it is so charming. And she does her iconic little shimmy, like, a party. Like, it's so cute. I freaking love it.
And then Eve says, I have lost 2 jobs, a husband, and a best friend because of you. And Villanelle's head ass is like, yeah, but you got some really nice clothes out of it, so... And I think it's really interesting, like, both in this part and then when she says, like, did you have a party or something? Eve looks kind of like she wants to laugh, but doesn't. Like, I think she can't help but be charmed by her.
She can't help
like,
it.
Like, she's annoying and she's a dick and she is angry at her, but she is also charmed by her.
She really is. It's so precious. And then Villanelle kind of, like, looks at the gun and she's like, what are you going to do with that?
And Eve is like, I'm going to kill you.
And Villanelle's really cute. She's like, no, you're not.
And Eve's like, I am.
And Villanelle once again is like, no, you're not.
And he was like, I am. Like, it's just so funny.
And she's like, you like me too much.
And that's interesting because at this point, Eve starts, like, heavy breathing and does not deny it.
She does not. This girl is, like, out here overwhelmed.
And Villanelle gives, like, a tiny smile because she knows it's true.
Mm-hmm. And then she asks her, she's like, what now? So what now, Eve? And Eve's like, I'm going to tell you something. Sit down.
And Villanelle, like, obeys.
Yeah, she gives her the big eyes, but she's like, okay, like, don't be so, like, aggressive. But yeah. Also, I'll do anything you say, ma'am. Thank you. I'll let you. And she sits down. She sits down for Eve.
And she, as she's sitting down, she kind of looks like a little kid. Just kind of like, am I in trouble? Like,
yeah. Are you gonna she looks very innocent.
Yeah. But Eve just sits down in front of her, right, on the bed.
And she, like, flops the gun down next to her, which I think is fascinating. And she just, like... They're just eye to eye looking at each other. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And then Eve goes into one of the most obsessive little monologues I've ever heard. She says, I think about you all the time. I think about what you're wearing and what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I think about what friends you have. I think about what you eat before you work and what shampoo you use and what happened in your family. And at this point, this girl, like, closes her eyes, right? It's like she's given in. Mm-hmm. And she says, I think about your eyes and your mouth and what you feel when you kill someone. I think about what you have for breakfast. I just want to know everything.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
This is a confession. This is a, I am in love with you, and I don't know how to say I'm in love with you, so I'm going to tell you all the other ways that I am in love with you.
Oh, my goodness.
She is so fucking obsessed.
Good. She is so obsessed. Oh, my God. This is so, so gay. Especially when she says, like, your eyes and your mouth and what you feel when you kill someone. Like, those three things are so intimate and so romantic.
I love
it. The killing someone, I feel like, is only romantic for them, but still romantic nonetheless.
And see, this is where I get really confused. When anyone who's straight tells me, like, I just didn't pick up on any of, like, the queer content, right? And I'm just like, y'all, like, this is confirmed gay content at this point.
Yes, like, especially, like, after what Villanelle says, right? Because Villanelle is caught off guard. I don't think she was expecting that at all.
No, she's leaning forward and just eating this up.
Oh, my God, yes. The biggest eyes. And she says, I think about you, too. And it's so, so soft. It's so soft. And then this, and then she says, I mean, I masturbate about you a lot.
And Eve, like, eyes dart away. And she's like, oh, okay, that. And... Villanelle's cute. She's like, too much? So worried.
But she's like, no, it's just, I wasn't expecting that. But see, that part, like, how do you masturbate to someone platonically?
You don't. That's, no, you don't. It's so fucking funny. And Eve is so confused because she's like, gay, what's that, huh? She was like, I just was talking about your mouth and your eyes. Like, I didn't mean that. But girl, yes, you did. You're so confused.
And then Villanelle is so cute. She says, so you trashed my apartment because you like me so much?
Oh, my God.
So cute.
She's so cocky and I love it. She's like, my crush has a crush on me.
Oh,
so cute. And then Eve is really cute because she just looks around and, like, waves her arms to the side because she's like, ah. And she's like, I know it's not conventional.
And Villanelle looks at her in this moment with so much love in her eyes. Mm-hmm. It's so precious and so soft and so tender. And I think this is her being like, That's perfect. Like, you not being conventional is perfect because I am also non-conventional. Let's be non-conventional together.
I fucking love it. It's so good. At this point, I am sobbing, you know? She's on the ground. And then Eve is really cute. She's like, what do you want? Honestly, don't be a dick. And it's so cute because Villanelle, she's just like, normal stuff. A nice life, cool flat, fun job. And the way she whispers it is so cute. And then she says, someone to watch movies with.
Which goes back to, you know, episode one, right? Yeah. When she was talking to Constance. She really just wants a companion. Like, she wants someone to share her life with.
I think she's extremely lonely. And I think she sees so many of the people, like, with people, you know?
Yeah.
And they have that companionship. And she doesn't. There's that void in her life. And I think when she does say someone to watch movies with, because it is hearkening back to a conversation she had with Constantine, it does feel so genuine and it feels honest.
Yes.
And I really, really love that.
And then Eve just kind of falls back onto the bed, and then that's when she says, God, I'm tired.
Oh, my God.
And Villanelle, I feel like, doesn't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, she's kind of hesitant. She takes the gun, right? And the camera kind of zooms in on, like, her holding the gun, and for a moment you think she might maybe try to use it against Eve. Mm-hmm. And I think for a moment she also thinks that she might use it against Eve, but she doesn't. And I think it's because Eve then says, aren't you tired?
And I think because she does ask that question specifically, it's not just saying, I'm tired, are you tired? I think there's a little bit of caring to that,
yeah,
to that phrase, like, aren't you a little tired of our chase and, like, the running all over, you know, Europe looking for each other, like, aren't you tired too? And I think that caring really, like, once again, surprises Villanelle.
Yeah.
I think in this whole time she's been surprised by, yes, Eve.
Eve always surprises her. But Villanelle says, a little, yeah. And then Villanelle sits down really awkwardly next to Eve. Like, she feels really nervous. And, like, she doesn't know what to do. And it's really strange to see her in this way, because we're so used to really confident and cocky Villanelle.
Yeah, like, she just owns the space, right? And she's in, yeah, her own space, in her own bed, right? But she's so awkward.
She looks very nervous. It's really precious.
And then the lyrics start playing, right? And it says, it's once again a love song, and it says, don't give me your heart, I can't take it. Mm. Don't give me your smile, I can't take it.
And then at this point, we can see, like, three mirrors, right? Mm-hmm. That are reflecting Villanelle.
And she's notably not looking into any of them. Yes. She's looking back at Eve and just kind of thinking.
Yes.
And I think this is really fascinating because I think, you know, a lot of times when mirrors have been introduced in this show, there's been moments of deception, right? It's been moments of, like, questioning, you know, what is really being presented to us, yes, right? But I think in this moment, it's a divergent of paths that Villanelle could ultimately take. You know, we have three options, right? I think option one is kill Eve, right? Which is the, yeah, gun. I think option two is fuck Eve, right?
Like, yeah.
Fuck her. Like, have a great time. It's a whole bed. Like, having a great day. And I think option three is the unknown, is what actually does end up happening, that Villanelle does not anticipate.
Yes, definitely. I think that's a really good way to read that. Like, the three mirrors and, like, those three options and paths, mm-hmm, ahead of her. That's really fascinating. But she does lie down eventually. And she's, like, clutching at her gun, right? Like, on her chest. But she breathes out, and it feels like she can finally, like, relax. Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting how she's just holding the gun still, like, to her chest.
It's very tender. It reminds me a lot of, like, when you see little kids holding, like, a teddy bear to their, like, chest.
Yeah.
Like, it's the thing that shields them. But for her, yes, it's a gun.
Yeah. You know? That's what's protecting her. And Villanelle says, you found me.
And Eve's eyes are still closed, and she says, yes.
She says, well done.
And a little chuckle from Eve is like, as she says, like, thank you.
It's so good. And then there's kind of a pause, and then Eve opens her eyes and turns to look at her. And Villanelle looks at her too, but then, like, quickly looks away like she's nervous. Like, oh my God.
Oh my, she's like, heart eyes. Oh my goodness, my crush is looking at me. It's so tender. And then Eve looks at Villanelle, right? You know, and she says, are you going to kill me?
And Villanelle looks back at her, kind of a little surprised, like, no, like, she shakes her head, and it's so tender.
It's such a soft, small movement that is only perceptible to little Eve, who's, like, in bed with her, right?
It's so precious. And the way, I feel like the way I read it is, like, of course I'm not. Like, I can't. Like,
yeah,
and I think not something I can bring myself to do.
Yeah, and I think Villanelle is really fascinating, too, because, like, she's very honest, right? And I think she's like, we're sharing control in this moment.
Yes, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And Eve says, promise?
And Villanelle says promise. And this is when she, like, takes a moment and she, like, puts the gun on the floor. Yeah. And then it's just the two of them in bed, defenseless. At least as far as Villanelle knows.
Yeah, and I think it's really fascinating because Villanelle, I think, putting down the gun is such a big thing. Mm-hmm. Because she really is being like, I'm going to be completely vulnerable with you in this moment. And I don't want to scare you. Like, I promise I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to be here with you.
It's so tender. And then she moves so that she's, like, lying on her side and looking at Eve, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then she says, would you stay for a bit? And it's so soft.
So soft.
And Eve moves to her side, too. And she says, sure. Ooh. And at this point, I'm like, all right, they're going to make love for the rest of the episode, right? We only have, like, a minute left, but I'm ready. I'm here for it.
They would come in that minute. Villanelle would, at least.
Oh, my goodness. And like, Villanelle reaches a hand out, and she, like, strokes Eve's hair, and Eve just, like, lets her, and it's so sweet.
Oh, my God. And then Eve says, I've never done anything like this before. And then Villanelle gets cocky again, and she's like, that's okay. I know what I'm doing. And she, like, leans in to kiss her.
But then she stops. She's just like, wow. And Villanelle stops, right? And she's like, wow, that's rude. And it pans down to the knife. And we're like,
Oh, no, Eve. No, Eve. No.
And Eve's like, yeah. And the way she says it, too, is like, yeah, you like that?
Oh, my God.
You like that? Oh, my God. It's so good.
That is kind of how it sounds like, but I don't think that's how she means for it to sound. But, yeah, and Villanelle's like, you can't. And I think it kind of goes back to with her and Anna, right? Like, yeah. She was like, you can't do it. You can't shoot me.
And even back to, like, the cafe, right? Mm-hmm. When she's like, what are you going to do with that? Like, you don't know how to use a gun. You're not going to shoot me. And Eve putting it down. Yeah. And admitting she can't do it.
But now, I think, you know, she's been building herself up to this.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I can. And she does.
She fucking slides it in and stabs her so hard.
Oh, my God.
And Villanelle is, like, moaning in pain. Not pleasure, notably. And Eve just gets on top of her, and she's, like, straddling her and holding on to that knife real good.
And then Eve says again, I can. Like, she's trying to prove a point.
Yes, this is full dark Eve right now. And she's just totally into it.
But then Villanelle is all kinds of crying.
She's devastated. She's out here like, I trusted you.
Yeah, she says, I really liked you. And it's so sad. And then she says, it hurts. And I think it hurts in more ways than one.
Yeah, kind of like when she was in the cafe, right? And she was like, don't break my heart. And then she's like, you either, when she looked at Eve. And mm-hmm. This just broke her heart, low-key.
It did. It did break her. She was so vulnerable. And then this is when Eve kind of snaps out of it, right? And then Villanelle was like, don't pull it. And then Eve pulls it.
Because she's gay and she's useless.
And Villanelle was like, what did I just say? And now she's bleeding all over the place.
Yeah, Eve, like, has the knife in her hand, right? And she's like, looking at it like, oh my God, I didn't just do that. And she, like, throws it, just chunks it. And I'm like, oh my God, Eve, you're a mess.
And she's like, hold on, like, it's okay, like, just put your hand there. Like, I got you.
Which is really interesting because it's like, you just all sorts of stabbed her. And now you're like, let me take care of you. Like, what kind of weird ass, like, first date is this?
Oh my goodness.
I guess it's our second day, technically.
Yeah, the first day was shepherd's pie.
Yes.
So Eve runs to the kitchen, like, to get something that's gonna help.
And this is when the music gets really sad, right? And Villanelle is, like, sliding off of the bed. And she's so bloody. Like, there's so much blood that's just, like, spilling out of her. And the song starts playing. And the only line that I was able to really get out of it was, like you can't choose. And I don't really know how to decode that, but it's just overall very sad. And Villanelle's, like, on the ground. She has the gun, right? And she scream yells, like, hey!
Yeah.
And, y'all, this confirmed my sexuality again.
Oh my goodness.
It was so good. It's so hot. And then she shoots the gun.
And Eve is like, I need to help you. Like, what are you doing?
Like, put that away!
Yeah.
She's yelling at her. And then there's quiet, and the music is so, so sad, right?
And Eva's like, I'm coming out.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Yes, you are welcome to the community. Goodness. We've been waiting.
But so she comes out from behind the fridge, and instead of Villanelle, she finds an old lady.
Just standing there in, like, the bloody mess of it all. And she's like, she has gone. And she's so dramatic in the way that she says it. I love it.
And Eva's like, where?
And she looks petrified.
And that's where the season ends.
Oh my god.
Oh, so much to unpack.
It's too much.
All right, so what are your overall impressions for this episode? Oh my
god. Okay, first of all, Eve is queer. Villanelle is queer. They're in love. This whole episode is just a confirmation of what we've known to be true, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree. I think that, you know, when I first watched this, I was like, well, how much of it is true of what Eve said? You know, how much of it is manipulation? How much of it is genuine? And I think that everything she says is genuine. Like, she really is that obsessed with her.
Truly. And we see that not just in, like, her words, but in her actions throughout the entirety of the show, right? How she becomes more and more engrossed and obsessed with this chase. Oh, it's so good.
And I think it's really fascinating that she was able to stab Villanelle. Like, she really was able to do it. And Villanelle was underestimating her. But I think after this, she's going to realize that Eve can be very dark and that they are the same.
Truly. And I think that's going to be really fun to explore, like, those themes in season two, because that's going to be a big thing that pops up a lot. So I'm excited for season two, definitely. This has me so hooked. Like, I'm just a fish flopping around, like, ready for the next season. This was not the penetration we wanted, I will say, but it is the penetration we got, and I'm not Dear against God. It. It's still so good. My God. There's just something so erotic about stabbing your crush, am I right?
So please, please don't ever stab me.
I promise.
Thank you. I do wish, and this is just me being gay, but I wish they had kissed at least once before she stabbed her.
Same. I feel like there was all this buildup, and it is a disappointment to not get that.
And I think this is why a lot of people claim that killing Eve queer baits.
Mm-hmm.
But I am holding on hope that they will be endgame and that they will consummate their love.
Yes. Okay, but yes, definitely. But season one,
still very gay.
So gay. Slapped us in the face and the ass so many times. Ugh, such a good show. Such a good season.
It's an amazing, amazing season.
Oh my god. And that concludes season one for us as well in this podcast, and that's so exciting. So exciting.
Thank you all so much for listening to a whole season of us just ramble about gay things.
And just, like, heavy breathe too often, I think. Oh, yes, thank you. We really do love, like, that y'all just joined us on this little ride. And we're really excited for season two. We are planning some juicy things for next season, so keep an eye out for those. Yeah,
we got some things brewing.
We're excited. So thank you. Please comment and subscribe and just share this little podcast with all your gay little friends, because that's what we do, and it's important to build a little community together.
Yeah. All right, we done did it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Wear It Down, the Queer Killing Eve podcast. We post new episodes every Sunday at noon Central Time. Please share this podcast with a friend and leave us a review so we can continue growing.
You can follow us on social media on Tumblr, Twitter, and Instagram at Wear It Down Pod. Email us if you have any questions or comments, or if you just want to say hi at wearitdownpod@gmail.com.
Bye.
Bye.